In the ropes, in the zone, we stay. Every match, every move, every play. Feel the heat, feel the sweat, no delay. In the ropes where the warriors slay. And what is good, everybody? This is your boy, We Too Deep, and we are back with another episode of the Deep in the Ropes podcast. And you're like, what is that? That's not what this was called on Tuesday. We made a branding decision to rebrand. No longer is this slapping meat, right? That's in the past. The last 309 episodes, Slapping Me Wrestling Podcast. The same podcast, same everything. It's going to happen. It's going to be the same type of product. We're going to work and tweak on some things over the rest of this year into the new year. But with that, we are changing the name, the branding, rather than continue with the Slapping Meat Wrestling Podcast name. We're moving into Deep in the Ropes for one particular reason. And that is the brand. I felt two outsiders felt cheesy or not serious, right? To us in the wrestling business, in the wrestling game, who watch wrestling, who understand it, knows the inside joke. For those who are outside of the wrestling business, maybe more mainstream, and while I'm not looking for mainstream fans, I do want a more well-understood brand. I don't want something where you hear it and you go, ah, that's middle school humor. I do want a little bit something that's taken a little bit more serious. And so we deep in the rope. So what's deep? I'm We Too Deep, right? That's I'm the brand now. So We Too Deep, Deep in the Ropes, as well as the football podcast, changed to Fourth and Deep. So I'm the brand, not necessarily some corny slogan. Plus, also, I felt like I was using something that eventually down the line, like if it were to become big, I don't know. I feel like it may keep sponsors or guests from joining the show. With that being said, that's our housekeeping. This is going to be sort of a broken down episode today. We're only going to talk about Clash in Paris, and I have very little thoughts about this programming, which I guess could be I guess that could be the first thought, is this show is absolute garbage. That show is absolute garbage. As far as the card, I'm at the point with WWE, like part of me wishes AEW was actually palatable television, right? I wish I felt for the same way the sickos felt about AEW, because I want to like the product. And I feel like that would at least give me something to watch. But every time I tune into AEW, it just continually turns me away. The Moxley, Darby, where he like spaghettied the dude's ear, that's not for me. And that continues to push me away. And the sickos love it because that's the type of stuff that they love. Because I think they're better aptly named the weirdos of the IWC. This is the type of stuff I personally feel. I don't think AEW's booking is is necessarily good by any sense of the imagination, but at least they're trying, right? Like I can give you that. At least they're trying to tell stories. That's something that I felt a year, two, 3 years ago, AEW wasn't even trying to do, right? I think if you look beyond the Forbidden Door, and every time we get the Forbidden Door, people freak out because there's no stories, and that's just because they're putting together dream matches for the New Japan stuff, right? But at the underneath, they are at least trying to tell stories. They're not good stories in any way, shape, or form, but they're at least trying. I don't think WWE's trying. I don't. And that's where I'm at with the company, where, like, I don't even watch on Mondays anymore. I canceled Netflix. I don't know if I said that or not. Canceled Netflix. This upcoming Monday, the 1st, will be the last Monday that I have Netflix, because my subscription will end on Wednesday the 3rd, right? I'm not even going to watch it, though. I don't care. Monday Night Football won't be on this Monday, but with that being said, I don't know if you know this, there with Monday Night Football, Raw starting at 7 going forward, because they want to try to see if they could do better viewership with Monday Night Football starting at 8 if they start at 7. I highly doubt it, but, right, and so for those who do continue to watch Raw, but Raw's unwatchable to me right now. There's nothing going on. And that's sad, because my two favorite wrestlers, like, everyone asks me all the time, like, like my current boss, when I first met her, she was trying to get to know me, and she was like, hey, what do you like to do outside of work? And I'm like, oh, I watch pro wrestling. I'm one of those weirdos, right? And because that's how the outside world looks at us, right? And she's like, oh, who's your, and the most popular question when you tell someone you like WWE, oh, who's your favorite wrestler? And I always have to answer, I don't necessarily have a favorite, because I do watch it as a TV show. But my two favorite wrestlers, if I had to pick favorites, Lyra Valkyria, Stephanie Vaquer, are on Monday Night Raw. And the show's completely unwatchable. I go to something like, I like Solo Sikoa. I haven't seen a Solo Sikoa since the last time we saw him on a pay-per-view. Which I don't even remember. I don't watch SmackDown, right? Today's Friday. I'm not watching SmackDown, especially because it's pre-taped. But that's against the point, right? The shows are completely unwatchable. Even something like NXT, I have 3 weeks of NXT in my recordings that I haven't watched yet, because it's just easier to watch on YouTube the 10-minute clips and to read the results. Then have, and it's not that NXT is necessarily bad. NXT is good television. I just don't necessarily think that the week-to-weeks are important on WWE product right now, that I could just watch the PLEs. And so that's where I'm at. At least AEW's trying to tell stories. I don't feel WWE's trying in the least to try to keep me entertained at all. They're not doing wrestling, like pro wrestling. So you're losing the crowd that comes for the matches. You don't have them fully tuned into your show, because you don't really have good in-ring product. That's WWE, by the way. AEW's got perfect in-ring product. It's for the people who like the in-ring, right? So WWE loses the people who want to watch wrestling for the in-ring. And so you would think that they would try to tell stories to try to cover up the fact that sometimes they don't have the greatest of matches on a week-to-week basis. But they're not even trying with the storytelling. The shows are just boring. They're the same old show every single week. And so a lot of what I'm doing right now is trying to stall for time here, because there's not much to talk about with this card. Let's go over it. This card is awful. First off, it's a heavy Monday Night Raw card. It's a heavy Monday Night Raw card, which tells me that you ain't got nothing on SmackDown cooking until you get to WrestlePalooza, when you get Brock and Cena. And that's the big thing, like, right? So this card is 100%. So that's my thing. 75 Cares title match is going to have to wait till WrestlePalooza, which a lot of your audience can't watch because they're not going to get the ESPN app. You see what I'm saying? Like WWE is continually shooting themselves in the foot with a lot of their fan base. And so let's go down this card. So you have John Cena versus Logan Paul, which is going to be a decent match. I'm willing to give you that this is going to be a decent match. My prediction, I'm going to go rogue here, and I'm going to go Logan Paul is going to win this match. I don't know why my gut feeling is to pick Logan Paul, but that's where I'm going. I'm picking Logan Paul. I don't have a lot to say about this match because I don't even know why it's happening. I just don't get it, man. We move to the Fatal 4-Way for the World Heavyweight Championship. You got Seth Rollins, CM Punk, Jey Uso, LA Knight. Guys, I already told you where this was headed, right? Seth Rollins is retaining. There's probably going to be an attack with Braun and Bronson getting involved. Granted, they both are in matches, aren't they? Well, Bronson's in a match. Braun isn't. So I see exactly where this is headed, right, in my opinion. This is going to be an okay match, but nothing in this match, you know, the Rollins-Punk thing has gone on for too long. Not the biggest fan of Jey Uso, not at all a fan of LA Knight. Rollins is going to retain, and he's going to win this match. You move on to Sheamus versus Rusev in a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match, because we're in Europe, and you got to do something with Europe, right? Who cares? This is a Monday Night Raw match. This literally could have happened on Monday instead of on Sunday. I'm going to be honest with you. This card is a 3 p.m. start time on the East Coast because it's in France. I'm not watching live. I have zero interest in this card. I'm picking... I think I picked Rusev. I'm going to pick Rusev. I'm going to pick Rusev here to win this match. I have no real reason. I'm just picking Rusev. Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed. I'm picking Bronson Reed. Though it wouldn't surprise me if Roman, for whatever, picked up a win. But this match, outside of it's for my shoes, but there's nothing to do with the shoes in the match. The story makes zero sense. There's nothing going on here. Roman Reigns, since he lost the title, has been the tribal bitch. Getting beat up all the time, getting his shoes stolen from him. What are we doing? This used to be the height of pro wrestling. You would have people all over the world saluting, acknowledging Roman Reigns. And he's repeating the same slogans, but none of it matters. You're not the tribal chief anymore. You lost your title. You don't have your reign. Why do I care about the tribal chief gimmick? This is what I'm talking. This is what I was talking about a year and a half ago when he lost to Cody. When he lost, it had to be important because he couldn't come back. Especially in a babyface situation, no one was going to care about him. And then you end the card with Becky Lynch and Nikki Bella for the women's IC title. Becky Lynch is going to win, though it wouldn't surprise me if they tried to pull the swerve and Nikki won. It wouldn't surprise me at all, but I think Becky's going to win. Don't know where it's headed. Could we get a Bayley interruption with her going crazy? Who knows? I'm going to be honest with you. I have zero interest in this card at all. This is good old-fashioned, we don't know what we're doing. And I think we got a lot more of this in store. I think we're at the point in this. So when AEW started, right? When AEW started, everyone was like, well, this is good for WWE because it was going to force them to change their product. We are at the situation right now where TKO and Endeavor do not care one bit about AEW. In that, they're comfortable giving shitty product and they don't feel like they have to give us better stuff. At the same time, they do care enough to continue to cross-program. I don't have a problem with cross-programming, but the message it shows is that the perception of cross-programming AEW every time they announce a show is that I'm not going to use the words James uses where he says, oh, they're being bullies. I don't think it's bully tactics. I do think that I do think from a perception point of view, it doesn't look good. I don't think, I think it's clean business. There's nothing wrong with it. I just know for me, if I was a business, let's say me and James were competing businesses, if every time James did something and I counter-programmed him, it would look to me as if I was scared of him taking my audience. And I think that's what this is. And by doing it more, I think, and by giving repeatedly boring product, week in, week out, people are tuning out. WWE has to change something. I think we're back at this position, and I think it's by design to get Triple H removed from the position, be 100% honest with you. Or you still got Vince guys like Bruce Pritchard, who, right, I'm telling you, what we need a spark in the wrestling business. We need a Vince McMahon to come back and start a third company. Shoot, we need someone to, you know, look, I don't play the lottery, but if I did and I won, let's set up a third company, right? Wrestling at this point, I've been saying it all for the last 8 months now. This is the last Friday in August. I've been saying it since WrestleMania season. I've been saying this for about 5-6 months now. 2025, WWE, boring. 2025, AEW, boring. 2025, wrestling in general, boring. There's absolutely nothing of interest to me in the business known as pro wrestling. Right? We got a lot of other news I could talk about, but I'm not going to talk about it this week. I just wanted to give you a quick episode explaining the rebrand, explaining all the changes on the YouTube and everything, and breaking down, predicting Clash in Paris. On Tuesday's episode, tune in for that. By then, I'll have a full show planned for you all. I don't really have much more to say. I wanted to give you at least a little bit of something, though, as far as explanation in a Paris breakdown. But yeah, this card's ass, bro. This card's ass, and that's literally all I got to say about it. So with that, I'm Wee2Deep. This has been the first rebranded episode of Deep in the Ropes. Thank you all for watching or listening. Leave us a like, share, subscribe. Thanks again, and I will see you all on Tuesday with the next episode. In the ropes, in the zone we stay. Every match, every move, every play. Feel the heat, feel the sweat, no delay. In the ropes when the warriors slay.